Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. So we're going to start with part two of creating an intentional life and how to live intentionally. So if you haven't listened to the first episode, I recommend going back and listening to that one and then tuning into this one because this is part two of that particular episode. So now that you have identified the potential problem areas in which you have not been living life with intention, you can work towards creating a plan for intentional living. So what might that look like? Ultimately, creating an intentional life means working to surround yourself with people, places, and things that push you toward growth and personal fulfillment. If you have identified that the people in your life, be it friends, relationships, or perhaps both, are not helping you to become the person you want to be, it may be time to have difficult conversations with your friends or your partner. Depending on your exact circumstances, it may be time to start making new friends or even reconsidering your current relationship. And if being totally honest with yourself, you decide that you are working a job that you hate for the sole purpose of earning a paycheck, it may be time to take steps towards a different career path. You are not meant to go to a job you hate for 40 years and wait until retirement to be happy. That is simply just not intentional living. You were made to experience happiness and fulfillment in the present as well as in the future. Now, I completely understand that not everyone can just get up and quit their job on the spot, so that may not be the right solution for you, regardless of how motivated you might be feeling right now. Instead, it might be best to take some time to reflect on what your dream job or career looks like. And what kind of hours do you work? What do you spend your days doing? What specific elements do you love about this career path you are imagining? Then take manageable steps towards that career. You can create a 5-year plan, a 3-year plan, or a 1-year plan, whichever feels most reasonable given your current circumstances. If you're in your first job, you might decide to put in your 2 weeks' notice right after listening to this podcast. And if you're young and free and have the opportunity to switch your career. But if you're older and perhaps supporting a family, you may need to take smaller steps that won't have a negative impact on those who depend on your income. The first step towards creating an intentional life is to spend some time alone in a place where you feel comfortable and relaxed and ask yourself the following questions. What qualities are important to me in a close friend? What qualities are important to me in a partner? What are my interests and my dreams? What does my ideal job or career look like? How do I want to spend my free time? What do I like most about myself, and how would I describe the person I want to be? Let those answers play out in your mind as you think about your ideal life. Write down notes about what you come up with. And when you're finished, write down tangible action steps that you can take today or within the next few months that will help you get closer, even if it's only a small step closer to where you want to be. No matter what your goals are, there are small steps you can take right now to get you started. And it doesn't matter, as I said before, how small your steps are. What matters is that you are about to begin living more intentionally and create the life you desire. And once you start, you might even find that you're reaching your goals faster than you expected. So let's go ahead and dive into some steps for living intentionally so you can have some takeaways after this episode. So like I said, no matter how big your goals are and no matter how far from them you think you are currently, there are steps that you can take to begin living more intentionally today. When you see the little pieces falling into place, you will begin to feel motivated. And before you know it, the big pieces will start falling into place as well. So let's go ahead and dive into these steps. Number one is to set aside time to reflect on your current state of life. Number two is to think about each area of your life, work, family, romance, friends, etc., and ask yourself how you got to where you are and whether you are happy with your current circumstances. Number three is always be honest with yourself. Sometimes the answers will be difficult to face, but you will only make progress if you reflect on your life honestly. Number four is to identify problem areas where your circumstances do not match your vision for growth and personal fulfillment. Write them down if it helps you to see them on paper. Number five is to imagine your ideal life from big picture items down to the small details. This is important. Number six is to turn your goals into tangible action steps that can be taken today or this month. No matter how big or distant those goals feel, there is always something you can do today to put you on the right track. And last but not least, check in with yourself often. Living intentionally is not a one-time exercise. Now, these steps are meant to recap everything that we talked about in the last two episodes. So in order to truly live your life with intent, you will want to check in with yourself often to make sure the decisions you're making each day, the opportunities you are saying yes and no to, match your vision for yourself and your life. Living intentionally is not a once and done exercise. It is a lifestyle, but thankfully it is something that can quickly become a habit once you get into the right mindset. Remember that your life is yours and you are in control of your choices. Now it's time to go forth and create the life you wish to live. So I'll leave you with one last thought. What does that look like? Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope that this episode and the last one has left you with some valuable resources and tips on how to live your life with intention. Don't forget that you can head on over to my website at minimalismmadesimple.com to download some of my free principles, and my ebook is available, Why Minimalism, The Choice is Simple. I'll leave a link to that below as well. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.